We, the people of the United States of America, must ask ourselves the question, is this the country the founders envisioned? Although they could not predict the future, they must have had some idea of where things would drift. However, I believe they were probably far from the reality that we now live in. Whereas their ideal America might have had some problems, the founders could never have foreseen just how many problems we are faced with. The very fact that two political parties now dominate the government would have upset them. Those valiant men had no intentions of opponents taking sides, yet here we are. The Founding Fathers would likely also condemn the writing of our nation's great history. Some of those heroes fought alongside African-American slaves in the Revolutionary War just for their descendants to change the story. Now we proclaim, in 1775, rich white slave owners, upset that Britain was trying to take their slaves, crossed the Delaware and defeated the peaceful redcoats. Our Founding Fathers would not only be appalled, but they would also ask us to call to remembrance the attempts by many of them to start America without slaves. They would also regret their repeated decisions to postpone the issue of slaves to 1820, and then time and time again after that. These victims of circumstance would want to change the past, yet here we are. People should be ashamed of where we are. The Founding Fathers went above and beyond for our vast freedoms, and all we do is complain that we don't have enough freedom. We complain about equality, even though our definition of the word is nowhere close to how our founders would have defined it. We complain about not having enough money, even though the founders would be sick over how much debt we have accumulated. We complain about allowing our fellow Americans to have guns, even though our country could not have been started without them. Yet, here we are, so far from where our founders envisioned. Thankfully, we, the people of the United States, can still turn this around. We can turn America into what was intended, the land of the free and the home of the brave. It will take more than just the brave to make America into what the founders envisioned. We can't just sit idly by and expect others to change America. It is up to our individual efforts to benefit all involved. Only then can we truly become what the founders envisioned, not an anarchy controlled by rioters, but a democracy controlled by the people of America. When we do our part, we are united from sea to shining sea.